Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning. You're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Friday, March 6th. I hope you're well. Coming up.
Really starting all over again in its attempt to rip out Hezbollah and its influence in that country.
Another night of missiles across the Middle East and the fuel industry to explain price rises to minister. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, Israel's military has warned the war in Iran is moving into the next stage with intensified strikes against the regime and military capabilities. It's launched fresh missile barrages at Tehran, as well as Hezbollah targets in Lebanon's capital, Beirut. Iran is retaliating against Israel and US assets across the Gulf. Meanwhile, US President Donald Trump says he must be involved in picking Iran's new leader. Officials in Tehran are yet to confirm Ayatollah Ali Khamenei's successor. Narges Shahi is a student in that city.
I'm not definitely going to the streets. I don't feel safe driving or just being in the neighbourhood.
The former commander of US Central Command, General Joseph Votel, says Iran will continue to widen the conflict in an effort to put pressure on the US.
I think what they're trying to do is they're trying to broaden the conflict in space and they're trying to extend it in time. I think they appreciate how critical a timeline is for us and that, we don't want a drawn out conflict.
Another commercial flight has arrived into Ireland carrying passengers from the Middle East. The Emirates Airlines service touched down at Dublin Airport last night, the second arrival since the latest conflict in the Middle East erupted. More than 24,000 Irish citizens have now registered their presence in the Gulf, which is expected to increase in the coming days. The week-long Iran war has led to the closure of nearly all the airspace in the region, but a safe air corridor has now opened up. Minister for International Development and Diaspora Neil Richmond says he expects the number of flights leaving the area to increase in the coming days.
We will see hopefully an increased level of commercial flights in the coming days. Emirates Airline in particular from Dubai are hoping to run 48 flights an hour through their safe air corridor with at least, the hope is at least one flight a day to Dublin from Dubai. Etihad still haven't started flights from Abu Dhabi to Dublin, but we're in discussions with them at the moment.
Representatives from the fuel industry are meeting with the Enterprise Minister today to answer questions about their pricing. Minister Peter Burke will seek clarity from the group on how increases have kicked in so rapidly since the beginning of the conflict. The Minister is encouraging people to urgently report breaches of competition and consumer law in home heating oil and fuel to the CCPC. CEO of Fuels for Ireland, Kevin McPartland, is consistently denying there's price gouging.
I say it's absolute nonsense, and it's demonstrably nonsense because anybody can go online and can go to the price indices for fuels. They can see the wholesale prices for diesel, petrol and kerosene, and they will see that they began to spike on Saturday and they continue to rise over the last few days.
A man in his late 80s has been killed in a road crash in Louth. He was driving a car which crashed on the N33 at Capox Green in RD yesterday afternoon. He was brought to hospital where he was later pronounced dead. Gardaí are appealing for witnesses. It's reported a school in Kildare is to reopen on Monday. St Patrick's National School in Selbridge temporarily closed this week over safety fears. News Talk's Cliona O'Dwyer reports.
St Patrick's National School in Selbridge, which has around 400 pupils, told parents on Wednesday the school would be closing due to safety concerns. However, it's reported parents were told at a meeting last night the board of the school has been informed by the Department of Education the building is safe. Contractors were on site yesterday working to address the major fire safety and building compliance concerns, including fixing the roof. However, after the board learned from the department the building is safe, the decision's been taken to reopen the school on Monday.
Donald Trump has fired the cabinet secretary responsible for his ICE immigration agency. A White House official says Kristi Noem has had many unfortunate leadership failures, including the fallout from two protesters being shot in January by officers sent to Minneapolis. On Truth Social, the US president praised her numerous and spectacular results as Homeland Security Secretary. Britney Spears has spent a night in custody after being arrested for drink driving. The 44-year-old was pulled over by police in California and detained on suspicion of driving under the influence. Her representative says the incident is going to be the start of what they say is a long overdue change in the star's life. In entertainment news, CMAT has picked up the Choice Music Prize Album of the Year for Euro Country. The singer-songwriter from Meath also won Irish Artist of the Year at the awards in Vicar Street last night. Amble won Irish Song of the Year for their song Schoolyard Days. And in sport, in rugby, Ireland take on Wales in the Six Nations this evening as they look to make it 3 wins in a row. They play Wales, who've picked up just 1 bonus point throughout this year's campaign. Andy Farrell has made 5 changes following his team's defeat of England 2 weeks ago, including a first start for Nick Timoney in the back row. And captain Caelan Dorris says his former Blackrock College teammate deserves his place.
His evolution has been unbelievable. Obviously, he's in Ulster over 10 years now, been playing some very good stuff up there, but I think he's taken it to another level over the last season or so. He's always been rugby obsessed and puts a ton of hard work in, and it's class to see it come to fruition with some of the performances he's put in.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here on Monday. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.